Yes, we continue with our Tafsir of the Noble Quran segment, and we're looking at Surah Al-Zukhruf, which is in the 25th juz of the Noble Quran. It is the 57th Surah of the Noble Quran. In our passage that we reviewed previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Fir'aun and his deviation from the straight path and what led him on that path. Now, the next set of verses, there is a particular reason of revelation. In fact, Allama Qurtubi has narrated that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with some of the leaders of the Quraysh, and he had mentioned to them certain verses, like the verse إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ لَا حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ. You and what you worship other than Allah will be the fuel for Jahannam, and you will certainly enter into the fire of Jahannam. Now, Nadhr bin Harith and other leaders were sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned this, they were stunned. And then they stood up from this gathering. And they then met a person by the name of Abdullah bin Zaba'jari al-Tamimi, and they sat with him. And Nadhr bin Harith, together with Walid bin Mughira, they mentioned this to this man, Abdullah bin Zaba'jari. And he then said very brazenly, and he was very bold, and he said, أَمَا وَاللَّهِ لَوْ وَجَدْتُهُ لَخَاصَمْتُهُ. But if I was there, I would have certainly argued with him. I would have refuted his claim. And then he said that, Salu Muhammadan, أَكُلُّ مَا يَعْبُدُ أَوْ يُعْبَدُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فِي جَهَنَّمْ مَعَ مَنْ عَبَدَهُ. Will everything other than Allah, which is worship, be in the fire of Jahannam together with the one who worshipped it? فَنَحْنُ نَعْبُدُ نعبد الملائكة واليهود تعبد عزيرا والنصارى تعبد المسيح. So he then said that we worship the angels. The Christians worship Uzair, the Jews. The Christians worship Isa. So this seemed to be a very, very powerful argument, refuting what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. And the Quraysh became jubilant over this, and they started shouting. And they said that indeed those for whom we've ordained the best, we shall keep them away from Jahannam. وَأَسْتَبَقَتْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَ وَلَيْكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعْدُونَ. They will not even hear its whispers. So this was the response to that. Now, the only intention of the mushrikeen was not to clarify whether Sayyidina Isa and Sayyidina Uzair will be in the fire of Jahannam. Their only intention was to wrangle with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to dispute. They had no concern about recognizing the truth. Otherwise, anyone will understand that Allah's chosen servants cannot be made to suffer punishment because of the shirk others had committed. So in light of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَلَمَّا ذُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَسِدُّونَ. And when the unique example of the son of Maryam is mentioned, the people started shouting. The people started shouting, meaning that when it was said that Hazrat Isa will be with the idols of the mushrikeen, they shouted with joy and they said that, أَآلِهَتُنَا خَيْرٌ أَمُهُ. Is our gods better or Isa? Now by asking this question, they imply that since Isa al-Islam is Allah's chosen servant and will be honored in the after, their God also deserve the same because they are worshipped just like Isa al-Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا ضَرَبُوا لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا. They say this only to dispute for you. بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ خَصِمُونَ. These are people who like to argue. They're such that they always dispute with the truth. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu reported that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, People who go astray after guidance has come to them are a people given to arguing. Therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited that they say this only to dispute with you. مَا ضَرَبُوا لَكَ إِلَّا جَلَلَ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ خَسِمُونَ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا عَبْدٌ أَنْ عَمْنَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلٍ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ye, Hazrat Isa, is but a slave from ours, who we bestowed our bounties. Allah had blessed Sayyidina Isa with a great bounty of nubuwat. No Nabi of Allah ever called people to worship him or any other being besides Allah. And it's because of Allah, of the people's own foolishness, that they succumb to this practice where they worship the Nabi on their own accord. And those who perpetrated this vile act of shirk will be punished for their sin. And they will burn in the fire of Jahannam along with their idols. Speaking further about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and we made him an example for the Banu Israel. Allah showed the Banu Israel that he has the power to create a child without the agency of a father. That was Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ يَخْلُفُونَ. And if we willed, we could have created angels amongst you on earth who would have appeared in succession in your place. Now, there are differences in the opinion in translating what Allah refers to here, that if we wanted, we could have created angels. The verse literally means that Allah could have created angels on earth who would have lived like and died like ordinary human beings. But that is one possible interpretation. Another is that Allah could have settled angels on earth, wherever they may be. Allah's creation will remain His creation and can never be considered worthy of worship. The fact that the angels live in the heavens, that does not qualify them to be the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Baghawi rahimahullah has interpreted this dream into it. Allah can destroy man and replace him with angels as vicegerents on earth. Unlike man, these angels will devote themselves entirely to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, it is all within the ability, within the capacity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove man from the earth and to bring angels. And this mention of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and he's coming back, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمُ لِلسَّاعَةِ, and this is certainly the signs of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, when he returns to this world from the heavens, that will be a sign. It could also mean that this Quran is a sign of Qiyamah, that the revelation of the Quran is a sign that Qiyamah is close by. It could also mean that the miracles of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the people who saw Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam rising from the dead, that is a sign of how Qiyamah will take place. But like how Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would bring people back to life, by the same token, Allah will bring people back to life on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. So, don't doubt it. There's no need to doubt this. وَاتَّبِعُونَ, and follow me. That is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, that أَلَا سِرَاتُ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, this is the straight path. The path that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was calling to was the straight path. So don't have all these doubts. Leave the doubts out and come to the straight path. وَلَا يَسُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, never let shaitan stop you, for he is certainly your open enemy. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, shaitan, he is certainly your open enemy. He will do everything to stop you. He is there in an attempt to deviate you. He will persuade you in different ways, trying to remove you from the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيْنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. And when Isa alayhi salam came with a clear sign and he said, I've come to you with wisdom, nubuwat and the Injil, and to make clear to you the matters about which you differ. part of the message of Sayyidina Isa was to clarify the injunctions of deen and setting right the contamination of the Banu Israel that they had introduced into the Torah. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam addressed them and said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِئُونِي. Addressing the Banu Israel, he said, fear Allah and follow me. أَطِئُونِي, follow me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَأَبُدُوهُ. That certainly, Allah is definitely my Rabb and your Rabb, so worship Him alone. هذا صراط مستقيم. This is the straight path. Allah is definitely my Rabb and your Rabb, so worship Allah alone. So this Tawheed is the path, the straight path that we need to follow. And that is what Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had outlined. And the Quraysh, unfortunately, did not accept this message, the clear message that had come. We need to ask ourselves that when the message, a clear message comes to us, are we willing to accept, are we willing to submit? When someone gives us advice, we may be angered, we may be enraged, we may be at our sinner's end. But when the advice of the deen comes to us, then we need to be willing to submit. We need to submit ourselves and we need to surrender. And that is what we take from these verses, a passage from Surah Zukhruf. We've been looking at the verses, starting from verse number 57 all the way till verse number 64. That's where we leave it for this evening. That brings us to the end of the program. We'll be back with you tomorrow, inshallah.